Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to the WGN Afternoon News, the inaugural edition. Steve Bertrand here. Thanks very much for joining. You can always send us a text at 312-981-7200 or just drop me an email, sbertrand@wgnradio.com. But don't try right now. Apparently, as you heard Ryan say in the news, there's a lot of trouble with Microsoft, with Outlook and things such as that. So we'll follow that story. We'll get more, hopefully, on that big census decision coming up. Terry Savage will be here later this half hour to look at the markets. They were all up, led by the NASDAQ. But first of all, we're going to go to the north side to the Arrogant Frog, a bar at Fullerton and Southport, and the proprietor, Ryan Salyers, who got some good news today. Ryan, welcome to the WGN Afternoon News.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
All right, so you get to open up, right?
Yes, we get some good news today that taverns are now going to be allowed to have some capacity indoors. So we're going to be back to 25% of occupancy inside.
Now, well, you know, what are they doing? When we had Dr. Arwady on, someone called in and said, why can restaurants go up to 40% and bars 25%? Does that bother you, or are you happy with 25%?
You know, we're just, I think collectively, taverns are kind of just right. Excited to be included for once. So even though there is a discrepancy on the percentage, you know, this is a big step forward.
So what's it been like for you?
It's been really rough. You know, this is 6.5 months of not being able to operate. That's a long time.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's a lot of missed opportunities. So we're really hoping that we don't lose a lot more of our neighborhood taverns and our spaces. I mean, everybody has seen the ones that have already fallen off, and it's disheartening. So we hope that this is going to be a step forward.
Was this ever a risk for you, Ryan?
Oh, yes. Big risk.
Yeah.
It's always a risk, you know. So, I think we'll be a 2 month in. It was like, okay, we're still figuring things out. We're still able to try and manage. And, you know, with the support of regulars, when we did have things up like a GoFundMe and or being able to sell carry out, and they would choose to buy it at their local tavern, you know, versus, a big box store was
right.
Very helpful as well.
So you were allowed to open briefly earlier, right, and then shut back down?
Yeah, and that was pretty tough because that kind of killed any momentum that we had with the carryout rules, because it was a real brief window, somewhere between 10, 15 days. I don't even recall because it's been, you know, everything's a blur.
So much going on, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, so that kind of killed the momentum that we had, and didn't really make much sense. So I'm glad that finally, things seem like they're getting on an equal playing field.
So 25%, and this is beginning Thursday, correct?
Correct.
What's 25%? I mean, what do you normally operate at?
100.
Do you?
Right? No. But yes, I mean, normally I would say, in tavern life, that would be a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night is obviously when you're going to get the bulk of your business. We don't really ever get too crazy full in our establishment. It's mostly, neighborhood people, neighborhood friends and family that come in, and everybody's just relaxed and, you know, watch some sports, hang out, enjoy good conversation, you know, something very simple.
Well, that's kind of what I was after with the question that, I mean, do you typically go at 50%, 75%, or is 25% where you're limit anyway?
No, I would probably be more of the 50 or 75 of
okay.
What our normal capacity is. But, even when we had that little 10, 15-day window, everybody was operating with all the COVID guidelines that the city had sent out. And everybody was very respectful in terms of the patrons, you know, and they followed the guidelines and stayed masked up and stayed distant. And there's hand sanitizing stations all throughout. There's several hand sinks to wash your hands in the bathrooms and such. So it was a comfortable environment for that 10, 15 days. It didn't feel overwhelmed. It didn't feel like it was going to be a threat.
Well, I'm glad that the things are coming back to normal, at least closer to normal for you. What are the drink specials on Thursday?
Oh, no drink specials, man. They finally letting us sell beer, Steve.
Right.
I'm not going to give anybody a special.
It's full
okay,
price.
The special river. Is full price and full price and tip your service workers. They really appreciate it and they need it.
It's Ryan Salyers, the owner of the Arrogant Frog, which right, it's at Southport and Fullerton, correct?
Correct. 1365 West Fullerton. It's right there pretty much on the corner of Southport and Fullerton.
All right, show up on Thursday night and be prepared to pay full price.
There you go. I appreciate it, Steve.
Good luck,
Thanks,
Brian.
For having me.
You bet. You're listening to the WGN Afternoon News. Mary Vandeveld's watching traffic.